U.S.-led coalition airstrikes on the Syrian city of Raqqa have left more than 40 people dead in just 2 days. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says many of those killed in the airstrikes were women and children. Less than a week ago, over 60 civilians were killed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes against Daesh positions in the city. U.S. has been accused of failing to take precaution to avoid civilian deaths in the battle to retake the ISIL-held town. According to a UK-based observatory, some 600 civilians are among 1,600 people killed in Raqqa since the operation to retake the city began in early June. Our Syria correspondent says that U.S.-led airstrikes continue to claim civilian lives as the coalition does not have accurate information about Daesh positions.
It is very important to secure Raqqa, but at the end of the day, a large number of civilians are being killed by the U.S.-led coalition or by the so-called Syria's Democratic Forces fighting on the ground, on the front lines over there. Almost every week we hear about civilian casualties due to such airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition since it was formed, whether in Syria or Iraq, but here we're focusing on Syria, particularly not just Raqqa, but also areas in Raqqa countryside, Aleppo countryside, Deir ez-Zor countryside, and Hasakah countryside in northern Syria. Tens of civilians are reported killed every week by the U.S.-led coalition because of the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes. Many humanitarian organizations, international organizations, say that the number of civilians killed due to the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes are up to thousands, while the U.S.-led coalition itself only admitted the killing of more than 400 in its airstrikes. At the end of the day, we have several eyewitnesses that spoke to media outlets from Raqqa itself confirming that the airstrikes are targeting sometimes civilians themselves. At the end of the day, those airstrikes are not accurate. There were people trying to get, for example, some water from the Euphrates River. They were hit by the U.S.-led coalition. Also, some of them trying to flee the city from Daesh, but they get killed by the U.S.-led coalition. At the end of the day, the U.S.-led coalition does not have accurate information, according to many experts, on the positions and locations of Daesh, and this is why civilians are getting killed in large numbers.